Hello, and welcome back to the Offspring Magazine, the podcast. I'm Bea, and I will be today's host. Today, I will be talking to Dr. Ulrich Betz, Senior Vice President of Innovation at Merck, and also Head of the Future Insights Association. We talk in detail about two things, the Future Insights Association and the upcoming Future Insights Conference that will take place July 10th and 11th. Remember these dates. We talk in detail about what you can expect from the Future Insights Conference, including a sneak peek of the top scientists that will attend, which includes Nobel Prize laureates as well as CEOs from companies. What gets me so excited about this conference is its motto, United by Science, and I do truly believe it reflects what the conference stands for, bringing together accomplished scientists in industry, academia, as well as young scientists to talk about the latest and greatest scientific innovation. Make sure to check out our description of this podcast to find links where you can buy or get tickets to the conference. We don't only talk about the Future Insights Conference. As I mentioned, we also talk about the Future Insights Association. And Uli tells us how you can actually become involved and part of the Future Insights Association. He also touches on other events that they're organizing, not just the Future Insights Conference. So with that, please enjoy today's episode. Thank you so much for joining us today. I know we've wanted to record this podcast for a while, and I'm happy that we finally are able to sit down and talk about some very exciting things that you're heavily involved in. So maybe before we start talking about the Future Insights Conference, Association, everything we want to touch on, why don't you give us a brief introduction about your role, you know, who you are and what you do?
Yeah, thank you very much, Bea, for the opportunity to talk a little bit about innovation here in today's podcast. And we know each other from the Merck Innovation Cup that we can bring in at the beginning now. That is the opportunity for top students from all over the world to come to Merck and to learn how R&D is working in the pharmaceutical and chemical industry. And you were a participant in the previous edition, and that's how we got to know each other. And it's my pleasure today now to talk about something else that I'm doing, and this is running a new nonprofit association that is called Future Insight EP, Future Insight Association. Has been set up to continue with a conference called Curious Future Insight. But first, a few sentences about myself. So I'm the Vice President of Innovation here at Merck with the company since 19 years, responsible for various innovation activities, identification of technological game changers, and working with academic and corporate partners from all over the world. Before joining Merck, I worked 7 years for Bayer AG as the chief of staff of the head of R&D there. And I am actually a biochemist and geneticist, immunologist by training. So I studied biochemistry at the University of Tübingen, did my diploma thesis at the Max Planck Institute of Immunobiology in Tübingen, and did my PhD then in Cologne with Klaus Rajewski on conditional gene targeting. So was one of the first papers that were published on the conditional Cre-loxP system.
Sounds very impressive, especially your whole journey through academia and then transitioning to industry and now the Future Insights Association. And I guess that's kind of where I want to start, because I'm just very curious about that, is how it, what was your motivation to actually start the Future Insights Association, and what does it do?
Yeah, so it goes back to the year 2018 that for us was a very special year, because it was the year when Merck celebrated its 350th birthday as the world's oldest pharmaceutical and chemical company. And I had the honor to lead the science and technology work stream in the frame of that special anniversary. And when we got together to plan and discuss what we do at the occasion of the anniversary, it started already in 2016-17. It was pretty soon clear that what we don't want to do is look back at some black and white photographs on what wonderful things happened in the past. But we for sure also wanted to look ahead into the future to help secure the next 350 years of successful innovation. And then soon the idea got born to start a series of open innovation activities to reach out to the scientific community all over the world, to run competitions, to offer research grants, to further enhance the Innovation Cup that we already mentioned, but also to organize a big scientific flagship conference that would bring in the leading brains of science worldwide together at one place in the anniversary year to jointly share their work and to think and ideate on what the future will bring on science and technology, what are the groundbreaking topics, where will be the next game-changing contributions on the yet unsolved problems humanity faces. So with that, the Curious Future Insight Conference was born that we first ran in 2018. And Curious Conference is an interdisciplinary science conference that is covering all relevant topics from life science, healthcare, material sciences, artificial intelligence, energy, mobility, the secrets of the human mind, new ways of working together, you name it, in an interdisciplinary and transdisciplinary dialogue supporting meeting of more than 1,000 participants from all over the world. And we ran this event two times in 2018 and again in 2022 and have the next edition scheduled to come up on July 10th and 11th, 2024.
Important dates to remember, July 10th and 11th.
Indeed, and everybody is invited to attend. So if you go to curiousfutureinsight.org, you can secure your ticket there. And we currently have an initiative even running for completely free tickets for students, including PhD students and master students. So you can send me a mail at ulrich.betz@futureinsight.org. And I guess you can share the email.
We will. We're going to link it down in the show notes. Yeah.
And say that you would like a free ticket. You are a student and it has been sponsored by the VFR. That's the Association of Researching Pharmaceutical Companies in Germany that are paying such that students get a free ticket for the curious. So, the event is attracting some of the brightest scientists all over the world. We had 50 Nobel laureates speak at the event already, several hundred top speakers. Craig Venter, for example, was speaking, the pioneer of the human genome back in 2018. That was fantastic also to talk with the person there. We have the CEO of BioNTech, for instance, Ugo Shahin, speak at this year's event on the progress in the definitely game-changing mRNA technology, along with many, many others, other highly influential scientists from academia and from the corporate environment. For example, also the founder of Boston Dynamics, the robots company, Mark Reibert, is coming. Also, Stephen Chu, the Nobel laureate in physics and former member of the Obama administration, in the US. So the Curious has evolved actually in something like the divorce of science and technology. And along with that statement, we received many very positive feedbacks from participants in the previous years, like people said it was the best conference they have ever attended in their life, or somebody said it's the Woodstock of science. Wow. Or such days let us hope for the world. And this also reflects the opportunity for personal networking at the event and for creating and communicating a positive outlook into the future. And we are seeing these days, unfortunately, increasing negativity all over the place, more dystopic than utopic visions of the future. And I mean, just 2 weeks ago or so, I think there was in Nature the publication that also the global birth rate continues to drop at an alarming rate. And already at the beginning of the 2030s, there won't be enough children born to just replace the people that die and keep humanity at the level it is. That's all signs of a kind of general desperation, or it shows that something is going wrong. So I think we need a more positive outlook, and science is definitely can be a part of helping solving problems and creating a bright future. So we want to also, with the conference, help to communicate a positive outlook into the future. We call it the slogan, United by Science for a Better Tomorrow. And have then, at the end of 2022, started the Future Insight Association that is carrying the flame and is going on organizing the event. MAG is still a platinum sponsor, but the official organizer of the Curious Future Insight Conference is now the Future Insight EV. It's a non-profit organization, and it opens the doors for other organizations to join this global movement in support of science and technology. It even goes beyond. I'll elaborate on that in a few minutes. And the association is free for individuals to join, and also for other organizations to join that want to work together in making this vision a reality. And we have now a partnership of, we have more than 200 members, and everybody is cordially invited to become a member. You find the a membership form also at the Curious site at About Us, and I'm happy to send it over to Bea for distribution. Yeah. Also, we have more than 200 different partners that help organizing the conference, along with like the Max Planck Society, the Fraunhofer Society, Helmholtz Society, AAAS Science, the Nature and Science Magazine are partners for our conference, along with many corporates, larger corporations like Evonik and Schott, but also many, many startups. We have a startup fair at the event this year. So the network is growing. And not only Nobel laureates or CEOs can present at the event, but it was open for submission of abstracts. The deadline has now unfortunately closed, but I'm sure many of the listeners to this podcast have hopefully submitted abstract. We received a lot of interest from all over the world. So you can get oral speaking slot in the frame of the Ignite session. You can present your research as a poster or get a free exhibition booth if you have a company, a startup company that you would like to bring to the attention of the global audience.
I think that's what also makes it, sorry to interrupt, but I think that's what makes this event actually so great, is that you bring in top scientists from all over the world, combining academia and industry. But PhD students and postdocs do also have the chance to be heavily involved and present their work. And I think that's incredible, because you really feel united by science. As you said, you're not just there, you know, listening to top speakers speak, you can actually present your work. So even though the submission deadline is closed, you know, I'm sure that next year there will be another conference. So if you haven't submitted something, you always can in the future.
Absolutely. So we are running it each second year or each third year. Currently, that is the plan. And there will be other events in addition to the Curious Conference that the Future Insight Association is planning, where all members and beyond will be invited.
But yeah, I didn't want to interrupt. So you can keep going with talking about the Future Insight Association.
Well, thank you, Bea, for emphasizing that. The doors are open, and it's important for us to include all generations of scientists, from the Nobel laureate that looks back to their life of success up to the currently star scientist at the peak of their performance, the young talents, postdocs, PhD students. Even we have the very young generation pupils participating. So we have a competition that is called the Junior Visions Prize, where children are drawing pictures how they imagine a positive, bright future. And they submitted really amazingly stimulating pictures on getting rid of waste in the oceans and fighting diseases and so on. So that was really enheartening to see that. And the best drawings will receive a prize at the conference, and they will be on stage up to the youngest generation. What's also interesting at the event, several prizes are being given out. One of these prizes is the Merck Future Insight Prize, that comes with up to 1 million euro research grant. We launched this prize as MAG, also at the occasion of the 350 anniversary. And it honors scientists whose work helps to solve some of the most pressing problems in humanity. So we gave out the prize, we'll give out the prize for the next 35 years. And it's important to emphasize that back in 2018, when the prize was announced, the first topic we chose to allocate the award in was pandemic preparedness.
Amazing. Yeah.
So we chose that topic and recognized it as underfinanced, as a ticking time bomb in 2018. In July, we gave out the prize in July 2019, and as everybody knows, then in December the same year, the devastating COVID-19 pandemic was starting. In the following years, the prize was given out by Merck on antibiotic resistance, on technologies to help secure the nutrition of a growing world population, on technologies for reducing CO2 in the air. And at the Curious Conference this year, the 2024 Merck Future Insight Prize will be given out for artificial intelligence to help fight the next pandemic. So combining the breakthroughs in AI with a better pandemic preparedness in the future. And what is now the good news in terms of reaching out to everybody and allowing everybody to contribute? You can have a say in what the topic of the 2025 Future Insight Prize will be, namely by contributing to our dream board. We have at the curiousfutureinsight.org webpage a dream board where people can put in their suggestions on which areas are underfinanced and what should be invented and has not yet been invented. And you can go in there. It's completely open, completely transparent. You see what other people posted. There are wonderfully inspiring visions for the future. It's a nice collection of really stimulating thoughts and ideas. And I'm cordially inviting all the listeners of your podcast to go there and contribute their visions on how science can help to build a bright future.
Yeah, highly recommend that as well. That sounds really nice, especially, and you'll get your own inspiration as well. you know, if you need inspiration on what topics to work on during your PhD or what to do in the future, you'll get inspired there. Right. So now we've talked a lot about the conference and the association kind of like mixed in together. So let's separate out the two just to make it a bit easier for the reader to follow. So let's first touch on the conference itself. Just wanted maybe a brief summary of how the conference will be structured over the 2 days and what everyone can expect if they come as an attendee.
Yeah, so the conference runs in two parallel streams with keynotes. So you can always pick which talk interests you most in the interdisciplinary setting. We are also having panel discussions organized by AAAS Science on the technology breakthrough of the future. Another one on mentoring early career researchers. And there's a third panel discussion that we organized together with the Technical University in Munich on entrepreneurship in life science. We are having a third smaller stage that allows more intimate discussions with the speakers in a, we call it AMA circle, Ask Me All circle, where you can, in a more smaller round, then ask these speakers questions which you are afraid to ask in front of 1,000 additional audience. This is a very popular format as well. Then there is a poster session where you find great research results from researchers from all over the world. There are shorter Ignite sessions where short 10-minute talks are being presented. There's a startup fair and there's a big innovation exhibition where companies like Evonik, Short or BioNTech will show their progress. Also the universities here in the Rhine-Main-Neckar area will introduce themselves. The event takes place in Mainz, where currently a big new biotechnology cluster is being built. So also a great opportunity for young talents from all over the world, also for emerging companies. But it's also possible to attend online. The event is hybrid. So even those that can't travel can attend and listen to the talks. We'll all broadcast all online. And also you can hear it as a podcast if you are living somewhere in a different time zone. The files will be available for on-demand playing then later in the day.
Perfect. And tickets, so you mentioned, sorry to interrupt, but tickets, you mentioned that you can either email you directly if you want to try to get one of the free tickets. Of course, you know, there are not unlimited free tickets. So if you wanted to buy a ticket.
Yes, that's the best option. If you qualify for a free student ticket, send me an email with the subject line VFA, and then these tickets are sponsored by the German VFA VFR Association. They will pay for your ticket. And we still have some unclaimed student tickets left on that program. If you don't qualify as being a student, if you're already advanced in your career, then you're invited to visit the ticket shop. I will send Bea over a special rebate code that she can share with you, so you get it cheaper than the normal price in the ticket shop.
That sounds great. We'll definitely put it then at the bottom in the description of the podcast. So I think then we have definitely covered all of the boring bureaucratic things about the conference. July 10th, 11th, we've also mentioned. So then I think we can move on to mentioning the association if you wanted to be bigger part, not just attend the conference. So you mentioned that the association, anyone can join. And that would be for the organization of the next conferences and just part of the association. So how does it work exactly to join?
Yeah, so indeed, Bea, as you say, the Future Insight Association is open for interested individuals and organizations from all over the world to join when they submit to the common mission of United by Science for a Better Tomorrow. And the association is the official organizer of the conference, but has a mission that goes beyond. The idea is actually to bring like-minded people together that unite three big dimensions, so to speak, that are required in order to create a bright future and to solve humanity's problems. One is science. We have already mentioned it. It's extremely potent. If you look at the history in humanity, the progress the species made from stone-wielding tools up to the complexity of a microchip is incredible. But science is not an all-potent activity, and it has its limits. Science has clear limits. For example, science is a double-edged sword, and the things you discover or technologies you develop can be used for good and bad purposes. We all know that. If you look into the history, science can be a horrible tool for war or for doing incredible pain. And it can be a tool for curing and eliminating diseases. So you can use it for the good and the bad alike. So it's important to combine it with a second dimension, and this is ethics. So to make sure it's really used for the greater good. And then the question immediately emerges, what is good? And how do you answer what is the right path and what is the wrong path? And science can't really help you there. You can't search what is good or what is bad. Some philosophers like Kant and so on might contradict, but I think history shows it's also difficult to rationalize because completely logical, rational thinking can come to different conclusions on what good behavior, ethical behavior constitutes. So in the end, the questions, the answers to these questions, also of ethics, must come from somewhere else. Science can't answer this. And this is the third dimension that the association wants to address in delivering a really holistic understanding of the universe and the world we live in. And this is inspiration or spirituality or however you would like to call it, basically acknowledging that there is a additional dimension beyond the material world, which actually religions over the thousand years have always acknowledged, which many philosophies have acknowledged, but which science did not yet have a way to interact with, really, because the scientific methodology is not structured with observation, with reproducibility, with clear parameters in order to make really progress in that dimension. That does, however, not mean that it doesn't exist. And if you're really trained and know what paradigm of science means, it's also important to keep in mind that the absence of evidence is not the evidence of absence, as, for example, Carl Sagan has also repeatedly said. So naive materialism is as inadequate as attempts from religion to interpret some holy scriptures in a literal way and kind of bring them in clear contradictions to what science has discovered. So the reality and the truth, so to speak, if you allow for that word, the truth is there, and science and religions are two different tools in order to better recognize the full holistic truth of what the universe really is. And the association therefore goes beyond being only a pure science association, but wants to add the dimension of ethics and also the dimension of religion or spirituality and combine it into a new holistic understanding of reality, with the overall goal to do good. So solving the problems, motivating people, bringing people together. One example that goes in that direction goes actually also back to initiative launched in 2018. That is the Darmstadt Science Declaration, as it was launched, now World Science Declaration, make science not war. And this is a global call to all nations, organizations, and societies to invest more resources in the further advancement of science and technology rather than in military spending and wars and conflicts, but rather using the scarce resources of humanity to solve the problems at its root. Everybody is cordially invited, if you think that this reflects also your thinking, to sign the Make Science Not War Declaration. You can do it online at makesciencenotwar.org. Several thousand people have already signed it. 50 Nobel laureates have signed it. So you're in good company. All the Mac CEOs have signed it. The former defense minister of the Federal Republic of Germany has signed it. And the initially launched as Darmstadt Science Declaration has actually been picked up by other cities in the meantime. Yeah. So there's a Boston Science Declaration, a Paris Science Declaration, a Jerusalem Science Declaration. And of course, this year, we will have a Mainz Science Declaration at the Curious.
That makes sense. And so if you sign the declaration, what does it help further? Like, is there anything that really happens if more people sign it?
Yeah, so the goal actually is to collect 1 million signatures worldwide. And we are continuously communicating about the declaration. And just by making the slogan, Make Science Not War, bringing it into people's mind, it already does something true. Good. And when we have to reach the milestone of 10,000 signatures, 100,000 signatures, 1 million signatures, we want to, and we'll go to the press, highlight the high number of supporters and therefore increase the share of voice help to bring people and particularly scientists from all over the world together and promote science as a tool for peace, for international collaboration.
Wow, yeah, no, fascinating. And I'm sure that there's also a lot of other project on top of the declaration that are going on within the Future Insights Association. I don't know if you can mention a few or if that's still in the development.
Yeah, we had our annual general meeting just a few weeks ago and have discussed how do we want to develop the association further. The next event after the Curious Conference in autumn this year will be an unconference. Not sure if you're familiar with the process. So at an unconference, there's no fixed agenda. And just everybody who's interested can spontaneously go on stage and talk about the topic. And the topic will be game changers of the future. So what you think after the large language models that we all continue to be impressed with on a daily basis, what will be the next big thing? And people can sign up for the unconference and then can share their views. Go on stage. It will be a virtual event, so on the virtual stage, and then you get a 5-minute talking slot over 3 hours, and then hopefully we will get a rich collection of ideas. Then everybody can digest and make out of it what you want for your own work or for planning your projects. That's one project. And then in 2025, we are planning for a Vision Finder workshop. That will be a 3-4 days event. Probably we will run it at a nice place near a river or in a monastery. We are still looking for a nice location. And this is for people that are trying to find their mission in life. So more going in the other dimension that I mentioned. And we will have their speakers from all different backgrounds from science, from different religions. Will be a meditation session, session to develop your own personal vision and mission for your future, and then decide where you want your career and your life to go.
That sounds very interesting, especially the last one. It's just different. I think something that no one has really organized before, and I know that a lot of scientists do struggle with really finding their mission and kind of purpose. Absolutely fascinating. I think this covers everything really about the Future Insights Conference, the association. You can join both. I think you've done a very good job at giving us a nice summary. And I think that if anyone has any questions, I'm sure that you're happy for them to reach out, or they can probably also reach out to me and then I can ask you in case someone has any other questions. Oli, thank you so much. Is there anything else that you want to mention before we leave?
Yeah, thank you very much, Bea, for the nice conversation. Indeed, you can also follow me on LinkedIn or on X, as it's now called. We are regularly posting updates there. And I hope to see you then in person at one of our future events. And you are all invited to become a part of this global movement, Science for a Better Tomorrow. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much, Oli.
That's it. Thank you all so much for listening. If you would like to learn more about Dr. Ulrich Betz, the Future Insights Conference, and the Future Insights Association, please check out the links in the description below. And if you like our podcasts, please make sure to follow us on our Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram page. Thanks again for listening. Bye. Offspring Magazine, the podcast, is brought to you by the Mastodon PhD Net Science Communication Group, known as the Offspring Magazine. The intro-outro music is composed by Srinath Ramkumar, and the pre-intro jingle is composed by Gustavo Carrizo. If you have any feedback, comments, or suggestions, please feel free to write us at offspring.podcasts@phdnet.mpg.de. Until next week, stay safe, stay healthy. Bye.